This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Despite the faint haze of wildfire smoke in downtown Winnipeg, dozens gathered Saturday morning for group yoga. However, for the third annual Health and Wellness Day, hosted by the Peg City Steppers, the occasion wasn't a sure thing. Shauna Goodridge, a founding member, said they had to scramble to find indoor solutions due to the possibility that poor air quality could put people at risk.
This year, I think it really brought it home for us because the past 2 years we were fortunate with lovely weather. So we did not think about plan B, what to do in case of. But this year when we saw the smoke and, you know, all of the things, we're like, we need to come up with a risk management plan so that we can think about smoke, rain, like the different things that could happen and how we would treat for it. So we have started to plan that out.
Despite potentially losing some of the ambiance of being outdoors in downtown, Goodridge said they now have an indoor plan and will be proactive instead of reactive in the future. The Health and Wellness Day has two objectives: to bring vibrancy back into the city's downtown area and to build a community for people to participate in physical activity and engage in discussions on wellness.
This year, we have incorporated something new as a part of our Health and Wellness Day. We have added what we call mini wellness talks.
One of those discussions was smoke and respiratory conditions. Goodridge, being asthmatic herself, says she can relate to the challenges and risks going outside this summer has brought.
You know, it's really tough, like coming out of the cold winter months when you have to bundle up and be more indoors. So you're looking forward to be outdoors in the summer months, and then to confront with the smoke, it can be challenging.
Peg City Steppers hold weekly runs throughout the year. For Shannon Walcott, it was a fantastic community to build relationships, and as a newcomer, the perfect place to get to know Winnipeg. However, she says she has been forced inside this year by the smoke, away from an activity and community she has become so fond of.
I have an ongoing congestion problem. Like, my allergies are absolutely terrible, and I've been working on it for probably 6 months, 7 months now. So I've gone to an ENT and stuff, so it was getting better. But I realized since June and July, I'm back to my congested state again. So I am outside a lot less, really and truly. It's kind of sad because I really wanted to be outside more this summer. I was like, yay, summer, we need to get outside.
For Goodridge, Walcott, and many others with respiratory conditions, air quality can become another barrier to getting physically active. Not only can it make outdoor activity more difficult, as explained by nurses Andrea Herbert-Lugston and Joyce Plante, but it can also put the rest of your health at risk.
If you do have these issues, it will affect the expansion of your lungs. Like, your lungs can be very tight and it's not be able to filter or to absorb this fresh air if it's all contaminated with the smoke. So your lungs will be struggling, having some challenge in expanding and then taking in that air. So then that will eventually affect their ability to move around or daily activities that they're supposed to be doing.
Herbert Lungston added,
if you have to go out, just be cautious before you go out. Check the weather, check the air quality. Ask yourself, what are you going out for? Are you going to do something strenuous? Can it be done another day? Do you have to just go get groceries? So you have to decide whether it's okay for you to go out or not.
Both Plante and Herbert Lungston recommended that if you're going outside, wearing a mask can go a long way. Although it can be frustrating being stuck indoors on the worst of days, there are still plenty of options to stay active. Goodridge and Walcott both keep a careful eye on forecasts and air quality, and on those poor days, use a treadmill instead of walking outside.
On the days when I cannot go outside, my apartment has a little workout room. I'll probably go on the treadmill and walk for 30 minutes. Not the same, but I still try to get my movement in, my steps in. So I have been using that to substitute for my lack of outsideness.
As for the Health and Wellness Day, Goodridge is excited about what the Peg City Steppers community has built, starting with a small group of friends who have kept each other motivated and accountable and has evolved into a downtown community event.
It's mind-blowing because when we started, we didn't envision this. We just saw it as us staying active. You know, it's cold, we don't want to be indoors. But now it's more of a community, a movement, and we want to continuously give back to our community by offering different opportunities like this.
Goodridge extended an open invitation to anyone looking to start their wellness journey to meet the Peg City Steppers every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. at the Forks Market. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.